Welcome back to Daycare Diaries. I know I'm like a few days late. Last week was so hectic for me. My aunt had a heart attack. I can say it now because she put it out there. So I wanted to wait until she, you know, was comfortable enough to announce it before I said anything. But she did have a heart attack, scared everybody. So I've been dealing with that. And a lot of the children who I've already had enrolled are like having behaviors, a tantrum. So I've been kind of like trying to work through that. And I'm always up for a challenge, especially when it comes to my work. So I've been figuring out new ways to deal, help them and the parents cope with that. So last week was just a real... It was life and again. On my last podcast, I talked about enrollments and I said something about not, if you can't handle children who are coming in with specific social emotional needs and you think that it will overwhelm you, do not take them. And somebody critiqued me and I'm, you know, I'm always open to criticism. Somebody's always criticizing me. Even if they say they're not listening or watching me, I know they're always criticizing me. And I like it because I'm open to learning from, you know, what other people see about me that may need to be fixed. And that's not all the time I'm open to it. Other times I'm like, well, I don't care what you think. This is the way I'm doing it and that's that. Don't listen then. So someone critiqued me and said, you know, maybe I shouldn't be turning away or telling people to turn away people or children who have specific social emotional needs. And I said, the reason why I said that is because I know myself and I know that there are people who work in this field who will go out of their way to make sure other people are okay and have what they need or they think they need and not consider their own mental health. So that's why I said that. And I know that I have been that person plenty of times. I will overwhelm myself. I will go out of my way to help someone, not even considering my own mental health. And so I just wanted to make sure that I put that out there. If you choose, if you're a daycare provider or anyone who chooses to take on that responsibility and you feel like you can handle that, then do that. I also would like to, you know, help the children that are now going to be going back to school, that school setting, because their parents are going back to work or their parents are looking for a daycare center. But I would rather be more prepared and have more help, because another issue now is, which is something that I want to talk about today, is a lot of people who want to stay on unemployment and don't want to work for anyone. And then there's a lot of people who don't have the experience, but they want to work. So it's like I end up doing the work all by myself, or I have gotten where people have worked to get paid and then for a certain amount of time and then they leave. I have gotten people who didn't really, you know, it's entry level. So for me, if I'm hiring someone for entry level, it's like, well, how do you get the experience if you've never worked there? So if it's a teenager and she's in college and she's in school for early childhood, I'm like, oh, okay, well, I can give her a leg up, give her the hours for school. And, you know, she'll stay while she's in school and, you know. But it doesn't always work out that way, because then now they're looking at it like, well, maybe this is not what I want to do. Crying babies and changing pampers, and maybe I want to work with older kids. So that's another thing that I had going on. So right now it's a hiring process for me. Paying people the wage, finding people who are qualified, and being able to pay them now that I'm opening back up. Because a lot of times what I've had to do is take away my own salary to pay someone else. And, you know, it's not always easy to do that, but you need the help. So that's a sacrifice you got to make when you're working in this field. Also, I don't really, like, the kids that I care for are like family to me. I see them as if they were my own children, and the parents are trusting their children with me. So I feel as if I have a responsibility to make sure that they're safe and for them not to have so many different faces coming in and out. So I have to be careful how I vet the people out so that it's not so many, even though I need to help. I have to also make sure that the people that I'm letting come in and be around their children are actually going to be long-term and not short-term. So right now, that's something I'm learning, looking for coaching. One place I did go, I have finally got into Clubhouse like a few months ago, and I met some amazing people on there. They are like a family, a community of childcare workers from all over, and they are really like a family. What I will say about Clubhouse is there are a lot of perks to it, and then sometimes you could get sucked into these rooms where you're just listening to people talk and they don't even know what they're talking about. But these particular group of people they're all like family. They go on every day at the same time. I can't make it every day, so I try to, you know, pull up to the rooms when I can, or when I get an easy day or a free day, or the kids are sleeping and I can just listen to something while I'm making food or cleaning. But I don't always get to get on and be a part of that. But for the time that I was able to do it, I met some amazing people who really gave me some really good input and weren't just, you know, looking to just have followers or have likes or sell their a product or something like that. They were real genuine. The stories were similar. It was very relatable. People that I can relate to and ask questions and actually get some really good feedback from. So I've been kind of like off and on there listening to that. I've been researching. I did some research and I did find something called Docs for Tots for any daycare provider or parent who may need assistance with transitioning their child back into a school or daycare setting. Docs for Tots is a really good program. They do some social emotional help for not only the child but for the parent and the if you and your child care provider. So if you know you feel like your child care provider is not giving the assistance that your child may need to transition, then maybe you can kind of refer Docs, DOCS, FOR, TOTS, TOTS, to them, and they will come in and coach the child care provider. I'm actually going to do a 10-week trial with them, and then see if I would like them to come on full time. But from what I've seen so far, I love it. I think it's working for my children and myself. You know, I'm always open to a challenge, but it's what am I getting out of the challenge? What is my business getting out of the challenge? What are my children getting out of the challenge? You know, and I don't want a long-term challenge, because then you start to get worn out and burnt out. It's okay for a short period of time to challenge yourself, but after a while you start to get burned out, and it's like, what is the results of it? So if you do want to enroll as a child care provider, or you do want to enroll your child back in school, I would look into Docs for Tots. It's their website is docsfortots.org, docfortots.org. Just go, they have some amazing resources up there, and that's something I just wanted to share. I know it's midweek. I was supposed to do this podcast last week Friday, but like I said, you know, I was going through a lot. Life was really lifing last week. So I will speak to you. I always say I'll see you guys, like you guys can see me. And I'm also planning on doing a video diaries as well. I just want to make sure that I have the right lighting, the right cameras. I don't want it to look bootleg. I want the background to be you know, set up the right way. So until I can do all of that, I prefer to just do these and then, you know, do the work and then put it out so it can look, you know, I want a quality look. You guys have a good one. Stay safe. And on the next one, I will be talking about mask regulations, because that's a whole nother thing, topic. So I'll speak to you guys on the next one. Stay safe. Have a good one.